B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and I've been joking about, well, not really joking, I am looking forward to it, and Wallach, as a lifelong Patriots fan, agrees with me, because I think that people that were with the Patriots when they sucked are a little bitter at the fans that have been the last 20 years.
Fred, I've said it for many years, the worst part about being a Patriots fan are other Patriots fans.
And the younger ones who are just feel
younger
like
ones who don't know anything
about losing. So I just took a look at the Toucher and Rich Twitter, and it says, cool, calling your... This is Ben Franklin, D.C., I don't know. Cool, look, calling your listeners trash. The Afternoon Hacks would be proud. Are you... I mean, come on. Is this a real tweet? Like, do you have any sense of humor? I mean, come on, dude.
Got to hold up that wall, Fred. Very important.
I mean, this is my example of it.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. I mean, it's been insufferable. Have some fun with it. Jesus, there's enough problems in the world. You're concerned about me taking some joy in 20-year-old Patriots fans who've known nothing but winning? I mean, I think that people like Wallach, too, that, like, you know, I'm 45. I think people that remember their games being all blacked out you know, being there when they – I mean, I don't think I saw a Patriots game outside of 1985.
Honest to God, Fred, there was, and I've told you guys this many times before, you never saw home games because they were blacked out. It was never sold out at the old Foxborough Stadium. But B, during the road games, you got the worst play-by-play and color commentating team every single week. There was a guy who was a former defensive back, and all old Patriots fans will remember him, Beasley Reese.
I know Beasley Reese.
Safety and nondescript defensive back in the league. He was the color commentator for the Z team, and that's who we got every single week the Patriots are on the road. We had like 4 years there of Beasley Reese.
Okay, so if you are an old school Patriots fan, you get it.
Yes.
Like and I think old school Patriots fans are going to have a little fun with the kids that think that, you know, that this is just a God-given thing. Because, Rich, you've said it. Your kids are all, you know, Boston sports fans. Mine are not. But your kids are all Boston sports fans, and they know nothing but success.
Fred, the third Duck Boat Parade for the Patriots over the past several years, one of my kids turned to me and said, do I have to go to another one of these?
Yeah. Celtics in their lifetime, right? Bruins in their lifetime.
All the big four have won since my kids have been born, since at least my oldest has been born. They've all won.
Yes.
And it's I mean, it's just a thing. Like, the Duck Boat Parade is almost like St. Patrick's Day Parade. You just go out every year. There's something, you know, it's a big deal, and your friends are there. And people just don't know if they've, you know, as you said, in the last 20 years, they don't know anything but that. And to be quite honest, this is when it gets interesting. Now, not nearly to the scale, Fred, of like Tom Brady being gone. But think about like the end of the big three with the Celtics. Like,
you had the
Rondo year.
But you
watched it going, what are they going to do? Like, how are they going to put this all together? And there was an air to it that at least got a little bit exciting. And then Brad Stevens comes in, and you have to start over at some point.
Yes.
And the fact that they went ahead and pressed the button, let's start this thing over, to me, makes this season interesting. And I sure as hell didn't want another season just like last year. Because last year was, as much as their record was good at the beginning of the year, Tom Brady wasn't happy. It was mediocre. Yeah. You never, except for the Miami win, you never felt great about any of the wins. So, listen, you got to look for it. There's something to at least look forward to.
John, you've said it. We'll see the character of the Patriot fans.
Yeah, because Patriots fans are they're holding up the wall now. But if they go 7-9 this coming season, or 8-8, and don't make the playoffs, and then they're off to say a 2-4 start, and Stidham's not the guy, and they don't draft a quarterback this year, I'll be really curious to see how banged out Gillette Stadium is by midseason next year.
Because guys like you and Joe Murray's had season tickets forever. I mean, That's people of character. I think it builds character. I mean, if you've been a Bruins fan I think that's why the Bruins, and I think I know that's because I wasn't here for the Red Sox one, but the first Red Sox one. But that, I think that why 2011 for the Bruins was so incredible and so amazing and the most fun I think I've ever had of watching a team, and I'm a Cardinal fan, they've won a couple World Series, is that even when I was a kid, well, they lost when I was a kid. But, you know, I think that there is something to that, is that sticking with something. And you know what? If that offends you, that I think that it's going to be incredibly interesting and I'm going to take great joy in it. Well, you know what? We're in the middle of a pandemic. and we have Dr. Oz saying, go back to school because 3% of the people are going to die if you go back to school, which is absolutely ludicrous.
Well, the Patriots just need their mojo back. I mean, it's like,
right.
3% of the population is going to die. I mean, come on. That's an atom bomb. Anyway, I'm going all over the place, but it's tweets like that. It's like, you don't get it. Like, you don't understand. That's why I got season tickets to the Bruins when I first moved here, and I couldn't give away the tickets. Dude, I had tickets next to the bench. And when I say next to the bench, next to the bench. I could put my hand, I was next to the plexiglass at the bench, and I couldn't give away the tickets. That was the Dave Lewis year. And I couldn't
give away the tickets. And his unfortunate mustache.
Well, I mean, I knew Dave Lewis from Detroit, and I'm like, what idiot is doing this? Who's hiring Dave Lewis? I mean, he was the greatest coach of all time. He was his assistant coach. I could coach behind Scotty Bowman. But Scotty Bowman next to Belichick might be the best coach of any sport of all time. But I don't know. It just is infuriating to me. And it just, that one tweet, and I don't check them very often, but I checked them today, and it was only one person, but that one tweet encapsulates everything John and I have been talking about. And yep. I think it's interesting that John is in this conversation because John is a lifelong Patriots fan. Mm-hmm. I don't like the Patriots at all. And so, in fact, I hate them. And so there's this, but we're both on the same page with this. I mean, I could come in here and tell you I'm a huge Patriots fan, but I would be being disingenuous.
You've been a lifelong Jets fan your entire life.
Yes, I've been a Jets fan. And then ask me why for the 100th time.
Because your dad
the millionth
was a Jets
time.
Fan. Yes.
No, my dad was a Steelers fan. But I had to go to stupid Kings Park, New York, and my idiot cousins and my uncle who was in trying an insurance scam artist were all Jet fans, which I think pretty much when I would go over to my uncle and aunt's house and he would be in his underwear watching Met games drinking on a Tuesday afternoon. And I'd go, what's going on? And then he would have to look out the window before he left to see if the insurance company was there.
So it was like the real life version of Easy Money, these people?
Well, my aunt had her first kid at 16 and, my uncle was an insurance scam artist. I mean, he faked disability, and he had to look out the window to go to OTB. So that was his whole thing: is he had to look out the window, be very careful, no one was watching him.
So he's one of those guys that gets videotaped by the dudes to use evidence against.
Those insurance things are no joke.
Oh, like, yeah,
you got to be very careful if you're scamming insurance companies. That's just for the kids right now. I'm telling you, if you're going to scam the insurance companies, if you want to go to off track betting. You got to go. But then again, if you scam the companies, you can watch Met games in your underwear on a Wednesday afternoon. So that tells you what's going on. But I think John and I are going to enjoy this. We're going to see the mental acuity is going to be the character is going to be seen. Now, the guy's going back. Other than calling people trash, I agree with everything Fred's saying.
Yeah, and he also put, listen, it was a joke, dude, come on. He goes, I've been waiting for that stadium to empty for 15 years now. Front-running Pats fans suck. I've had season tickets since the 80s.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, you've had season tickets since the 80s, and you deserved the last 20 years, and then now you can stick it in the face of all the fair-weather fans, and you'll still have your season tickets. And you'll see that what these kids do.
And you'll savor it even more when 2 years from now, Dalton has been traded to the Patriots and he leads them to another Super Bowl win.
I hate you, Rich Certainly.
It would be awesome. It'd be the best story of all time.
If Andy Dalton is outside the range of Bill Belichick.
By the way, they had him in it. First of all, let me tell you this, is that I respect Andy Dalton in this way. Is they had a video of him with his kids in the backyard, and he was throwing into a net. Very modest backyard. Very modest. Mm. A just suburban, regular backyard, unlike these other douchebags telling you to stay home with their
I'd say that to his backyard. Sorry, I did not mean to trigger that. I honestly did not mean to trigger that.
That's fine. But compared to these other douches that are sitting like under trees and like these pools and everything and telling you to stay home.
He's only renting, Fred. That's the thing. He's only renting right now.
I don't care. He could rent. He just made billions of dollars. I was like, you know what, Andy Dalton? That's all right. Like, you have the same backyard that I did growing up. Now, it's a bigger backyard than mine, but I live in Newton, where a backyard is almost impossible to have. But there you go. I digress. But it should be interesting. I hope the football season can start on time, because I'm very much looking forward to Brady in the Tampa uniform and seeing how that goes, and very much looking forward to what the Patriots do. And I can almost guarantee you they're going to draft a quarterback, which we all agree you have to do. You have to keep drafting them and drafting them and drafting them until you find your guy. All right. We will be back. And then, Rich, when we come back, you and I are not often uncomfortable. But when we come back, one of the things that we looked at each other and said, we're going to have to do this together, because it was the first one. And someone that we were very nervous of
intimidated
asking,
is the word. Intimidated
that just happened to be in the building. And Rich, who has got balls of steel, actually looked at me and said, will you come with me? while we asked this guy, and I did. And we actually got something I thought was very funny. We'll have that for you in just a moment.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. During this time of people at home, we want to give you some joy of things we've done in the past. And by the way, I misinformed the public. Mike Lockhart actually went with Rich. I guess I pussied out before this.
Really?
I guess so. That's what Mike says, and I don't think Mike would lie. I don't think
Not that Mike would lie, but I thought that you were part of this.
Mike's saying I'm not, and I thought I was, but I want to give Mike credit.
No. Listen, Mike's been there for a lot. As a matter of fact, Mike's done a lot of them on his own without me being there. As a matter of fact, after this one and maybe like one or two others, he's the guy.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to take away credit from you also being there as well, but if Mike didn't do it, then sure, fine, you weren't there.
Yeah, and I don't know, it was Rich's idea, but I don't know if we brainstormed it. It doesn't matter. Rich, what is going on here? What are we going to do?
There really aren't many athletes more intimidating than Mr. Teddy Bruschi. And he was in studio, and Fred and I guess we'll just explain it here. Let's let it roll.
Teddy Bruschi was in the station yesterday. He's got great charities that he's working for, and you know, Bruschi's a hard-nosed guy. There's no question about it. He's overcome a lot in his life. He's a hero to a lot of people. So, needless to say, Rich and I were a little intimidated approaching him to do a silly contest with us.
Yeah.
But we were sitting in the studio, and our program director told us that Teddy Bruschi would be coming in, and Rich sat there and he said, I have a good idea for a contest.
I didn't say it was a good idea. I said, I have an idea of something I instantly started laughing.
And then Rich told me, and I instantly started laughing, which sometimes means no one else will laugh. But nonetheless.
And first of all, or second of all, we were like, and there's no way Teddy would do this.
Yeah, we're like, it's not like shocking.
No,
or
no,
anything.
It's not shocking at all. It's just
stupid. I mean, we thought like, you know, he might just go, this is so dumb.
A respected member of the Patriots, won 3 Super Bowls.
And Shaughnessy was here at the time, and he goes, "What did you guys do with Brewski?" We told him, and he goes, "Yeah, I don't get it." So, Rich, what is the game?
This is Teddy Brewski.
Teddy Brewski,
and I am Getty Brewski.
Getty Brewski.
It's Getty Brewski, ladies and gentlemen. See, his name is Teddy, but it's Getty Brewski today.
Right.
Teddy Brewski will be singing or reading Rush lyrics.
Yes.
And you will have to identify the Rush song.
It's the easiest game you'll ever play.
But it's just the idea that, see, his name is Teddy, which is very similar to Getty. By the way, he could not have been nicer.
He was awesome, and apparently he's a handsome.
I'll tell you what, he's a fan of the station. I will tell you this: he is a handsome gentleman. I am not afraid to say it.
It was fairly awkward though, because we're talking to him, and Chachi's like, "Hey, this is Toucher and Rich." He's like, "Yeah. You know, I listen to you guys. Like, cool." And he's, you know, Fred's like, "So how's ESPN going?" He's like, "Oh man, you know, it's crazy. You know, everyone's, you know, it's something to get used to." Blah blah blah. And we're kind of hitting it off, and then finally it comes time to talk about what we want to do. It's like, "Hey, Teddy, listen, we want to know if you could voice over a game for us real quick." You like the band Rush? And all of a sudden that kind of smile goes like, well, I kind of. And I'm like, all right, well, we're going to do a game where you do Rush lyrics.
All right. So this is, how many do we have?
We have 4.
All right. I have Justin. Where are you from?
From Plymouth.
All right. Justin, I have every confidence. Do you have any familiarity at all with Rush?
I mean, I know who Rush is. I'm probably going to do horrible at this.
No, you'll do just fine. Afterwards, I'm going to give you the name of 3 songs, and you just tell me which it is.
All right,
okay?
So this is, if you get 3 out of 4, you will win the prize, whatever it is. And Mike, who is on hold, if he does not get 3 out of 4, you will win the prize.
Cool.
This is Getty Brewski.
Take it away.
You can choose a ready guide and some celestial voice. If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. You can choose from phantom fears and kindness that can kill. I will choose a path that's clear. I will choose free will.
All right. Is that song called YYZ, The Spirit of Radio, or Free Will?
Free Will.
Let's take a listen.
You can choose a ready guy in some celestial voice. If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. Getty Brewski. You can choose from phantom fears and kindness that can be killed. This is Teddy Brewski. I will choose a path that's clear. I will choose free will.
Of course, that is free will.
That's silky smooth right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, it's the Getty Brewski. It is by far the most brilliant concept that has ever been put on the radio. When Teddy Brewski is in, why interview him when you can make him read or ask him to read Rush lyrics? All right, you got that correct, Justin. Here is the next Getty Brewski.
Invisible airwaves crackle with life. Bright antenna bristle with the energy. Emotional feedback on timeless wavelength. Bearing a gift beyond price. Almost free.
All right, is that Getty Brewski performance Closer to the Heart, Working Man, or Spirit of Radio?
Spirit of Radio?
Let's take a listen.
Invisible airwaves crackle with light. Bright antenna bristle with the energy. This is Getty Brewski, and I am Getty Brewski. Emotional feedback from timeless wavelength. Bearing a gift beyond price. Almost free.
Again, the contest is
Getty Brewski.
Yes. His name is Teddy Brewski, you see. Couldn't have been nicer.
Until now, when he heard this back.
I'm sure he's blowing his mind what we've done with that audio. And we're the Toucher and Rich radio program.
All right.
Justin, you got that correct, by the way.
Okay, what Getty Brewski performance is this?
A modern-day warrior. Mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer. Mean pride.
All right. Is that Free Will, Working Man, or Tom Sawyer?
Tom Sawyer.
A modern day warrior. Mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer. Mean pride. Though his mind is not for rent, don't put him down as arrogant. His reserve, a quiet defense. Riding out the day's events. The river.
Getty Brewski.
His name is Teddy Brewski.
And the lead singer of Rush is Geddy Lee.
Right. I don't. Text messages. This is the worst skit ever. You guys are idiots. This is so stupid. What are you talking? Wait a second. Wait a second. Right there. You mean to tell?
Really? I mean,
this is Teddy Brewski. Teddy Brewski, and I am Geddy Brewski. Geddy Brewski.
You guys are dorks. Teddy Brewski again. His name Teddy, which is very similar to Geddy. And Justin, you've already won, but just for fun, let's see if you can get this correct as well.
Okay. Living in the limelight, the universal dream for those who wish to seem, those who wish to be. Must put aside the alienation, get on with the fascination, the real relation, the underlying theme.
Okay, is that Spirit of Radio, Working Man, or Limelight?
Limelight.
Living in the limelight, the universal dream.
Universal dream.
For those who wish to see, those who wish to be. Must put aside the alienation, get on with the fascination, the real relation, the underlying theme.
And the great thing about all of this is
Geddy
that
Brewski.
The great thing is he was really psyched to do this. I mean, you can tell he's really into this.
Because it rules.
It does.
Dan has not cracked a smile. Justin, thank you for indulging us. I will put you on hold and you may claim your prize.
A modern day warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride. Though his mind is not for rent, don't put him down as arrogant. His reserve, a quiet defense, riding out the day's events. The rare.
Can we get his charity?
Geddy Brewski.
Can we get his charity information, please? Wallet, could you please look up his charity?
All right.
Randy, hello.
Hey.
Hello.
I've been listening to you guys for a while. You guys are usually very funny, but that was brutal. That was like pulling out your own teeth. Oh, my God. Next time Z comes in, just buy him a cup of coffee, okay, guys?
Who? Do you see that Teddy Brewski? I don't know if you understand, Randy. Please indulge me here. Let me fill you in.
Okay.
You see, his name is Teddy Brewski.
Right.
And the lead singer of Rush's name is Geddy Lee. So we had him read the Rush lyrics.
Invisible arrows crackle with light.
Well, you know what? Thank God there's no sports people with their first name Lucy that comes in there, because I don't know what you guys are going to do.
Well, I
got to go. I'm not here trucking for Jesus. See you guys.
All right. He's a spokesman for the American Heart Association. He founded Teddy's Team, a foundation to raise funds for stroke research.
Okay,
so Teddy's Team.
Teddy's Team. And yeah. You found that information where?
Oh, Wikipedia, so it must be true.
All right. So, yeah, no, that is true.
That is true.
Please support Teddy's charities. He was very good with this stuff.
Yeah.
You see, his name's Teddy.
Geddy Brewski.
Dave, you're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, that is the best skit on this show since Don King interview. By far.
Well, you are obviously a man of great taste because you, sir, have figured it out. I think it just went above the last caller's head.
Yes.
The subtleties of this bit.
Geddy Brewski.
I mean, come on. You have them. It's perfect. I mean, you couldn't do anything better. You should have them come in and do more lyrics to Rush.
Invisible airwaves crackle with light.
It would be even funnier
light
the second time.
Bristol with the energy.
This is what when Rich and I get together and this is Rich's idea, and he said it, and I started laughing, and I realized we're not dumb. We knew that it would maybe fall flat, but you got to try things out. Mike, go ahead, sir.
Hey, these comments are unfair. It's obvious to everyone who knows that the worst bit of all time was Different Strokes 8 Ball.
Which was an idea that I came up with and Rich laughed at and no one liked it.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, come on. I wouldn't be so mean. Listen.
Living in the limelight, the universal dream.
Universal dream.
For those who wish to see,
those who wish to be must put aside the alienation, get on with the fascination, the real relation, the underlying thing.
See, give you guys the new contracts and the gloves come off. Unbelievable. I don't see why people don't like this.
Chris is having some problems with the bit. Chris, you have a question about the last segment?
Wait a minute. I've been watching the Patriots for a while. I could have swore his name was Teddy Bruschi.
It is, but it's very similar to Geddy Lee.
Yes,
now you get it.
See,
it wasn't funny until I ran that into the ground. And now it could have been a 2-minute bit. But why not stretch it out for 12 minutes?
A modern day warrior.
We should have taken a break 5 minutes ago.
Mean pride.
But I can't accept the fact that people don't get it.
Geddy Bruschi.
So there you have it.
Teddy's team.
Yes.
Teddy's team.
Stroke research.
So please, obviously he is a stroke survivor, so please give money. I will give money to that charity today, as a matter of fact. I swear I will. All right, we will take a break.
Geddy Bruschi.
And we'll be back.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And I would like to do this. I would like to take... I got to do this first. The Stack is sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Go to windownation.com. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning? Love this show.
Thank you, buddy.
Listen, I just, and like I said, a totally positive comment. I just want to see if I can help you guys on the math on this whole thing that you were talking about earlier about the 2-3% in terms of school children.
I would love it.
Okay, so I have a kid in the 8th grade and a kid in the 10th grade. They love your show. They listen. Big Patriots fans. I don't want kids to get scared. What the guy was saying is there's 56 million children in school in America, okay? Mm-hmm. The government is telling us that the mortality rate of this virus may hit about 60,000 people total. So the 2% or the 3% they're talking about is if all the children go back to school, that it could add 2% to the total mortality rate of the virus. And 2% of 60,000 is just 1,200. I mean, it's a big number, but it's not 2-3% of children. It's not 2 or 3 children out of every 100. So all let's right. just make sure that all the kids out there that love your show get that. And we're just talking about 1,200 more total Americans, which is terrible. But no, it's not 56
you don't have to. He walked back on the number. He did walk back on the number, and if
no, he never walked back on the number. He just apologized for people misunderstanding.
I just read it in the post. But okay, fine. Say he didn't.
You're talking about Dr. Oz. You want me to play the clip just so people know what you're talking about?
No, I don't. Okay. But, and Jeff, if that is – Jeff, I hope I did not scare any children because I was saying that that was – if anything, and if I was wrong, if anything, I was wrong in favor of not being scared. So
it's just – there's no chance that we're going to send kids back to school and have 3 out of every 100 child die.
No.
You're talking about total mortality.
Okay.
So,
Right. And you know, you probably are right, and it's far above my head, no question. And I'm not being sarcastic, but I would like to think, if anything, I was on the side of that he was wrong. So I hope that I did not my misinformation, if anything, was on the side of. Positivity. If I could say so.
I don't think Jeff's right. I don't think Jeff's writing that. I don't think that's what he meant to say at all. I think, matter of fact, the way he's kind of talked about it afterwards, that's not what he meant at all.
I know. I just.
But either way, by the way, I'm disappointed you. Josh was a much more fun call than Jeff on line one.
Yes, I know. But I wanted just to take Rich. I don't know anything that's going on. If you look at the mainstream media. There is zero real information.
Let's hear from a real doctor.
Was he secretly gay?
Big Dr. Phil. But but again, and I'll say very quickly because I want to go back to having fun, but I find it very frustrating that if you go to the mainstream media, there's ancillary crap that they're reporting on. I don't care what Donald Trump calls the virus. I don't care about 99%. I want to know what's going on in terms of the effectiveness of social distancing. And that's all I want. Josh, go ahead. Well, now. Josh.
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. What's up, man?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Wallach, you keep calling the lineman Jerome. His name's Jermaine Illuminor.
All right. Thank you.
Who's he?
I'm just letting you know you keep calling the guy Jerome. That's all.
Who's
okay.
he?
Okay. Thank you.
Who is
He's
that?
A backup offensive lineman that just signed as a restricted free agent.
With the Patriots?
Correct.
Oh, that's in your update?
It was. Not much going on, Fred.
You got your
Zowie. Wow, we've really hit a low point.
Yep.
Well, Fred, if you really want to hit another low point, I'm going to play this again for you because you didn't get to hear it earlier. This is a guy who was working at a factory for Amazon.
By the way, I wasn't here because on the schedule it said we were playing Cedric Maxwell.
No one called you out for it. No.
Okay, that was not me being irresponsible, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. It was a miscommunication. Nobody called you out for that. This is a worker from Amazon a couple weeks ago. Remember when they were having a big problem with not having the masks and stuff that they wanted? And this is an actual interview that was on like the CBS affiliate in, I believe, New Jersey.
They should not be selling non-essential items. If you go on the website, all the essential items are sold out. Until you restock and until you close this building, shut it down. Dildos are not essential items. Books for kids, yes, but dildos? No.
Well, I would argue that. I would argue that in this sense is if I'm a single man who would enjoy that or a woman and I am alone, a dildo would be absolutely essential.
Dildos?
Yes.
No.
Dildos, yes. I am pro-dildo. Can we make sure it's... Fred Toucher is pro-dildo?
You're pro-do with like a little, you know, pro-do. Comma.
Yes, I love dildo people. So, now, I've never held a dildo, but if I am, and I'm not lying, that is essentially, that is essential.
Well, it's keeping people happy and from going crazy, I would think.
So why is a kid's book, in all seriousness, why is a kid's book more important than a dildo?
You know what?
Think about it.
That's the eternal question. I believe that was the riddle of the Sphinx.
It was. It's in the Bible. But thou shalt not take children's books over dildos. But,
dildos? No.
But yes. And by the way, can you buy dildos on Amazon?
That's a search I'm going to have to do, I believe.
Now, I know, now I'm curious.
Do they come in? You can. I'm being told that by Dan that you can. Now, do they come in like a long box? And what size dildo are we talking about? Now, if they're gratuitous dildos, Rich, I will tell you that is not essential.
I think our show's been called that before.
If they are of normal size, that of, if I am concerned, 4 inches, then I would say that is essential.
Oh, man.
But seriously, if I'm alone.
Yeah.
And I am a woman or a man who would enjoy a fake penis. I would say that is essential as a children's book. And I'm not lying.
Dildos? No.
Well, that's an Amazon employee that is not pro-dildo.
No, he's anti-dildo.
Can
he's
we?
Because
in Michigan, they had a bunch of lunatics go to Lansing and dance.
Oh, that
around.
Was great! They're watching them go. I got to get my hair done.
And by the way, Lansing is not Detroit, and so they. But maybe we could have a rally pro dildo, in block traffic.
Sure, why not? And you know what?
Joe,
I would bring the loudspeaker.
Again, the man is a magician. His laissez-faire attitude after he farts into the phone. Joe, on line one, why don't we just start taking phone calls? Joe, go ahead.
Hey, can someone please tell me why Wallach is on this show still? I'm still trying to figure it out. Isn't it your dream to be a play-by-play guy when you grow up someday? Like, why are you on the show?
I get paid a lot of money for it.
Well, wow. He's also now he's also very grown up. I mean, he's well past middle age.
Yeah, I'm an old guy.
He's got one foot in the grave.
It's already happened.
Why?
Can we do like a play? Make Wallace do like a play-by-play of like his cat or dog taking a poop or something?
John, here's what you can do: do a play-by-play of this gentleman walking into Walmart and approaching the PA and then farting in said PA. Can you do that for us?
Okay. Okay. 25-year-old man. He's looking around. He doesn't see anyone. He's got his hat on backwards. He looks like he has a mischievous grin on his face. Wait, he's picking up the speaker. He's putting it to his butt. We have liftoff.
See?
That wasn't bad. Wasn't bad.
It's not bad at all.
Sean Grandy's getting jealous right now. That's right now.
Yeah, calling farts in Walmart.
It's funny. It's funny. Our show is so successful, and Wallach would leave it in 10 seconds. That is what is fascinating to me.
I get the feeling you're stuck with me for a while, Frank.
Is that well, I wouldn't be too sure.
Uh-oh.
But the I've said too much. But at least on the radio side, TV side. But the the thing is, John, is that the show has been very successful, and I question why you would leave it so laissez-faire. Jim, go ahead on line one. Go ahead, buddy.
You guys, listen, first of all, hey, guys, hey.
Hey.
You guys, fantastic content this morning, talking about children books, dildos. I love it. It's great radio, fellas. Great radio. Thanks again.
Dildos?
Yeah, more dildo talk.
I mean, this is Marconi-worthy material. Just package this sucker up.
No, I'm being dead serious in a way.
That's what brings you the 17s.
No, I'm being dead serious in a way is that a dildo is as essential as a children's book.
We said that. We said that. And by the way, Boomer Esiason would be very upset with you saying that word as much as you
can't,
have.
I love that you can't say dildo. That's fascinating to me. By the way,
Boomer was so uncomfortable.
It's really
uncomfortable.
It's so dumb. All right, by the way, Beasley Media is proud to partner with Massachusetts General for Healthcare Heroes. A program all to benefit the Emergency Response Fund.
I will not press any sound bite while you're saying this. Go ahead, please.
No. I almost made a mistake. During these trying times, During these trying times, healthcare workers need our help more than ever. If you're looking for ways to help out these frontline heroes, in all seriousness, please visit 985thesportshub.com/heroes and donate, as I will, to the Emergency Response Fund today. Every little bit helps, and each donation goes straight to Mass General to directly help the urgent needs of or to the hospital. We're all in this together. All right, Rich. That is something that I'm sure that you've given to, as John probably hasn't, as he is non-philanthropic. But Rich, there's 4 minutes left of the show.
Okay.
By the way, the weekend's worse than the week. So
keep it going.
You might as well let it ride. But go ahead.
All right. So I have two big stories. I'll save till like Monday because there's ones we have to spend a lot of time on. So I'll just give you a quick one. And this was something that I just saw a couple minutes ago. Someone had tweeted, "You can have one more season of any expired TV series. What are you picking?" And like immediately, without even thinking twice, I said Rock of Love. And then I was like, hang on, Flavor of Love. I Love New York. And then I realized for about 3 years, VH1 reality shows were absolute fire.
Okay. Rock of Love season one is, because I've watched both of them again with my wife.
Yeah.
I've watched them twice. Rock of Love season one is perfection.
With Bret Michaels, right. It's awesome.
Season two sucks because they went into it knowing like what was going on. Bret Michaels is kind of not into it in season two. Bret Michaels, there's a scene where they're in a hotel and Bret Michaels, because there's a camera crew there, obviously, and everyone knows this, and lighting and everything. And Bret Michaels is just doing lat pull downs.
Yeah.
And this girl comes in, and she's like, "Can I talk to you?" And he's like, "Sure."
I didn't know you were coming in.
I just was working out. And he ran. He always like walked like he was just off a horse. So, Rock of Love season one. Okay. You got to think of shows that, and VH1 did have a great run. But
I love New York.
I love Chance's Thuggish Ways.
Oh, you found it. Where did you find that?
Just now.
You just found that?
I thought it was gone.
Remember how long we looked for that?
I looked for Chance. I looked for New York. It was under the word thuggish.
I love Chance's Thuggish Ways.
That's right. That is next to the OJ. OG
Ron is
thing.
Dead. Yeah.
Ron is dead. My favorite line in television history. I just love Chance's Thuggish Ways.
I love Chance's Thuggish Ways.
And he was a member of what super rap group?
He was part of the Stallions?
The Stallionaires.
Okay, so Chance was such a thug. He was in a Kentucky rap group based on horses. So Chance was like, he was like Scarface.
He grew up on a horse farm.
He grew up on a horse farm.
Just like, oh, like, you know.
Hustlers. Oh, I looked for that clip, dude, for so long.
That happened right before Chance. Remember they went on a date?
Yes.
And like, there's a scene like where she's just sticking her butt out at him, and he's just rubbing his chin like, yeah.
Or was that the one where they faked that there was like a reptile that they were afraid of?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when they were on the island? And like there was like a lizard.
Oh yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
Chance was like, I ain't playing with no lizard.
Well, that wasn't as bad as the next season when they cast Midget Mac. Remember there was the guy they called
him
that.
He couldn't swim.
And they just designed an episode around let's see if he can swim. So they just had a swim challenge out of nowhere. There were like never challenges like this. And the whole episode, like they would tease every commercial with him almost drowning. And I'm like, what are we doing here? I love New York was the best.
I just love Chance's Thuggish Ways.
I love Chance's Thuggish Ways.
It's the second best line in television history.
Ooh, man.
Next to Ron is dead. God, that made me laugh when she said that. Because you have to picture what was going on, too, in Chance and his brother.
Real. His brother was real.
His brother was real. He was the quiet one.
He was the quiet one. He was always
the introspective one. He was the introspective one. And right. Chance was the wild card.
He was.
You never knew what Chance was going to do. All right. Well, anyhow, this weekend's going to suck.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.